It's not like any other podcast. Coming to you straight from the heartland, where investing is told like it is. It's time for Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. Hold on, because here comes the next episode of the Paranoid Banker Podcast.
Well, hey everybody, Darren Garman here, and welcome to this week's podcast. And this week's podcast, we're going to talk about a four-letter word. Well, not the four-letter word that a lot of people think of when I say four-letter word, but nonetheless, we're going to talk about a four-letter word, and that four-letter word is luck. Luck, that is correct. And so what we're really going to talk about is, do you believe there is such a thing as luck? And we're actually going to go into such a thing as investment luck, I would call it. You know, being lucky with investments. And so you'll find this kind of interesting. The other day, I had our staff send out an email to all of our tenants. And these are renters in our apartments, all of our tenants. And the email basically asked them, do you believe in luck? Is there such a thing as luck, yes or no? And it's interesting because when you talk about subject matter like that, for some reason, you get a lot of response. We got hundreds of our residents that responded to that question, which is kind of funny. I was joking with our staff. I said, you know, you could have offered them all, you could have said free rent for this month if you reply by email. And I bet we wouldn't have had as many people respond to that as we did with this question. It was kind of funny. So is there such a thing as luck? And we had, like I said, hundreds of our tenants responded to that and told us their opinion, yes or no. And why? You know, they would, a lot of them would tell a story on why there is such a thing as luck, or maybe another story on why there's not. But it was very interesting. And so when you have subject matter like this, it just causes a lot of people to be interested. It really does. And so it's fun to talk about. And so my first question to you is, do you think there's such a thing as luck? Good or bad? I can tell you that of the many people that I have dealt with over the years, many of them very, very successful, that, and when I think of the most successful people I've dealt with, worked with, maybe have had mastermind sessions with, and maybe have been a mentor of mine at one time or another over the years, I can tell you that their answers would be mixed. Some of the most successful people I know sure as hell believe there is such a thing as luck, good and bad. Some of the most successful people I know think it's just a figment of everybody's imagination, and it's a way to explain things that just ordinarily happen, good or bad, to people anyway. And so whatever side of the table you're on, I want to talk to you about what I think can really add to your luck, and I'm talking good luck, and I'm talking about really for you to create what I would call good investment luck for the rest of the year. And heck, if not for the rest of the year, going into the next few years. So I want to give you three things that I have learned over the years that have helped not only many of the most successful investors I've known or dealt with, or have had the pleasure to being around over the years, but also from what I've observed from many of those folks that have done really well when it comes to investing in the first place. So let's talk about those things. So let's talk about what you can do yourself as an investor to bring yourself more what I would call investment luck, which at the end of the day will help you make more money and at the end of the day be a wealthier person. Higher net worth, more income, etc., right? So let's talk about number one, the first thing that you can do to create more investment luck for yourself. And I'm talking again, good luck. First thing would be, what are you paying attention to? And really doing a quick self-assessment of yourself and what you're paying attention to. Okay. And what I mean by that is your antenna up? Are you paying attention to things around you that can affect your investments, both good or bad? Are you keeping your investment antenna up, looking for opportunity for investment, looking for maybe investments to move away from? Bottom line is, are you paying attention? Are you? And it may surprise you to know that most people aren't paying attention. Most people want great investments, want great returns, want great investment results, but they don't pay a damn bit of attention to them. Heck, when they get information on their investments, they don't even pay attention to the information they get, whether it's, in some cases, monthly statements, quarterly statements, shareholders meetings, etc. They're not paying attention. So let me give you just a couple of examples of this. One is actually from my partnerships. As many of you know, I oversee a large fund and partnership with hundreds of investors involved in it. Okay. I will get 3 or 4 times a year a call or an email from an investor that has not looked at their information, has not checked into what's been going on, has not kept up to date with what our partnership has been doing for maybe 1 to 2 years, sometimes longer. Okay, so our partnership 2 years ago had a what I would call a monumental event where we went through a large corporate merger. Okay, and it affected all partners, affected everybody. I, to this day, still have people calling and asking of me about whether or not we had this merger. And some of our partners, not even knowing we had the merger. Okay, and it happened 2 years ago. Why is that? Because they're not paying attention. Now, I'm not being critical of them. I'm just stating a fact that they're not doing themselves much of a service by not paying attention. So, number one, get your antenna up. Pay attention to not only the investments you're in now, but to what's going on around you. What's going on socially around you that could affect your investments? What's going on economically right now that could have an impact on your investments? What's going on politically? What's going on globally? Now, this could be either good or bad impact on your investments, but the point is you need to be paying attention on what is out there that could impact your investments, because all of it now does. Most everybody is neck deep in conventional type investments, which include stocks, bonds, mutual funds, money market funds, those kinds of things. And those markets move based on the categories that I just talked about, not necessarily how well those stocks do. Okay. So as I mentioned before, and I've used it as an example, my stock in Sherwin-Williams paints many times is not affected by how much paint Sherwin-Williams sells, but what North Korea or President Trump or what social or economic or political disaster has recently happened. Nothing to do with how much paint they've sold, but it's going to affect their stock price and their value, maybe now, maybe over weeks, maybe over months, maybe over a short period of time. So it pays to pay attention to these kinds of things. So that's number one. Are you paying attention? If not, if you want more investment luck to come your way, the fastest way to do it, my friend, is to pay attention. And I'm not talking about subscribing to 10 financial newsletters and watching CNBC all day and night. That's not it. But just paying attention to what's going on, right? Especially in those areas. So that's number one. You want more luck? Pay attention. Keep your antenna up. Number two, are you doing what others are doing with your investments, or are you doing what you should do with your investments? Okay? Are you doing what others are doing, or are you doing what you should do? Here's what I find more often than not. Many people invest based on what everybody else is doing. So right now, all the rage is the stock market. And everybody wants to jump in and dive into the stock market. Why? Not because, and if you really, really question most investors, it's not because of anything that they feel they know. It's not because of really any piece of information that they think pretty much tells them, I got to be in the stock market. It's mainly because everybody else is doing it. So I've had a couple of people that have contacted me just actually over the last, actually I had two investors contact me this week, talking about what they can be doing to start moving some of their funds into the stock market as soon as possible. My question to them was, what are you thinking? Are you seeing something? Is there a trend coming? What are you seeing? Well, everybody else is doing it, so I think we need to be involved in it. Everybody else is getting in it. It's going up. I think I need to be in it. That was their answer. Everybody else is doing it. Well, if you're investing and making decisions because everybody else is doing something, you are making a huge, huge mistake. If history has shown us anything, the right thing to do most of the time is to do what the opposite of the crowd is doing most of the time. And so... Are you making investment decisions based on what is important to you and what you think is right, or what everybody else is doing? And you know what I'm going to say? You need to be making investments based on what's important to you, what's going to be affecting you, and how you stand to profit or be affected by it, not by what everybody else is doing. You want more investment luck? Do what you think you should do, not what everybody else is doing. Easier said than done, I know. It's not easy to do and go against what everybody else is doing, to go against the crowd, where the crowd says you need to be and where your money needs to be and what you need to be doing. It's always interesting what people tell you you need to be doing, when really at the end of the day, it's up to you to know what you need to be doing, right? So are you making decisions based on the crowd or based on what you really think you should do? You want more luck coming your way, more investment luck, you better be making decisions based on you, not on what everybody else is doing. Okay. Number three, the last step in bringing more investment luck to you, not only this year, but heck, over the next few years. Exceptional results in investing comes from investment philosophies that are different from the average. Okay, so put it another way. If you want average results, be an average investor. Okay, what do average investors invest in, and what do they do? You know, a little bit of money every month goes in this account, goes in that account. Maybe it's a mutual fund, maybe it's a stock, maybe it's a money market, maybe it's a CD. And don't get me wrong here, I'm not criticizing this. Okay, it's good. Saving money and putting money away and investing it, smart, better than not, right? There's a hell of a lot of things worse than that, right? So that's not my point. But my point is, for most people, that will just get you average. And if you want average and you're okay with that, fine. Then we really have no more to talk about on this particular topic of creating more luck for your investments. But if you want above average, you've got to do things that are not average, okay? So there's a reason why, so in the real estate world, so I'm in the real estate world, there's a reason why a lot of real estate developers I know are very wealthy, okay? There are a handful of real estate developers I know that are worth tens of millions, if not more than that, of dollars. Why is that? They've been involved for many years in an investment that requires above average execution, above average attention, above average interest, above average day-to-day activity in order to achieve those kinds of results. Okay, so they get rich because they're involved in investments that will allow them to get rich. If you're involved in investments that aren't going to allow you to get rich, newsflash, you're not going to get rich. Now, we all have different opinions on what rich is, but I use that analogy because many people expect to invest like an average investor, but get above average results. If you want above average results, you've got to do things that are not average. Okay? Now, I know that sounds like common sense, but it's like going out shopping for a new house. You have a $60,000 budget, and you're expecting to buy a $200,000 home with a $60,000 budget. It's not going to happen. Okay? So expecting incredible results out of investing in an average way or using an average method of investing is being unrealistic and setting yourself up for disappointment. Okay, so how do you attract more luck to yourself to get better investment results, above average investment results, above average returns, and have above average wealth when it comes to investing? Simple. You got to invest in things, in opportunities that aren't average. So there are reasons why we have hundreds and hundreds of investors involved in our real estate projects, okay, here in the Heartland. It's an above average investment, and they want above average results. Okay, they don't want average results. They want above average results. So in their mind, they're going to invest in something that isn't average, and they're smart by doing that. Real estate developers, like I mentioned before, above average results. Whenever you have wealth and you see wealth, especially if you open up like the Forbes 400, I'm talking like the real wealthy people around the world, they're all involved in above average investments. Okay. So I realize that as you're listening to this, you probably don't have a goal of being a billionaire. But I hope you get my point. If you want to attract more investment luck to yourself and you want better results, you better be involved in investments that aren't average. Otherwise, you're just going to get average results at the end of the day. Okay. And if you want information on what my investors are doing in terms of the kind of projects, the kinds of real estate properties that they own to help them achieve hopefully better results and hopefully above average results for them, just simply send me an email and I'll send you information on it. Pretty easy. Okay. Pretty good stuff too. All right. So those are the three main things I wanted to communicate with you in this week's podcast. The three things that I think if you implement these three ideas, again, paying attention, number one, okay, investing based on what you should be doing, not what the crowd is doing, number two, okay? And making investments that are above average to get above average investment results. So those three things combined, if you work on those three things, I promise you, you will get better and better investment luck. People will call you lucky. They will see you as being lucky. They'll want to talk to you. They'll want to get investment advice from you, all from just implementing these three strategies, okay? And so I hope that you've enjoyed this week's podcast. I hope I've shed a little bit of light and a little bit of information your way to help you not only this year, but hopefully over the next few years. And as always, if you've got questions, would love to hear from you. Comments, would love to hear from you. And And would love to have a dialogue with you. So feel free to send me an email with any of your questions or thoughts, and would be happy to have some dialogue with you. All right. Have a great day. Have a great weekend.
Talk to you soon. See you.
Bye.
Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com.